with Mario Lopez.
Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Let's welcome back to the show lead singer of the band Train, Patrick Monahan. How's it going, man?
Good, Mario. How are you?
Great. Excited that new album is out. A Girl, a Bottle, a Boat. Great title right there. Sounds like a weekend of a lot of fun. Where'd you come up with the name for that one?
You know what? I think it's this combination of songs. Everybody I played it for started thinking, like, man, we should go on a boat, you know, and open a bottle of wine and hang out. And it just sounded like a collection of songs that you're supposed to be with your favorite person somewhere on a lake with a bottle of wine.
Sounds like a good time to me. And this is your 10th studio album. That's fantastic. What inspired these songs in particular?
Man, you know, I've been making music for so long that I wanted to write with people I've never written for, to try to feel uncomfortable, but also be with people that were positive. Like a lot of young people, they're just starting out, so they're motivation is just to do good work. And man, it was really fulfilling to be around that.
Well, the first single is Play That Song. Very catchy. What's the backstory on that one?
Well, I mean, I think, I went to a club 20 years ago, and I went to a club, 3 months ago, and it's always the same thing. You know, there's beautiful girls that are hoping that the DJ will play their favorite song, and then high school girls hoping that the DJ will play their favorite song while they're having sleepovers with their friends. And that's just the motivation, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't change. You're right, man. It doesn't change.
It's fun. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, no, it is cool. It is cool to step out like that once in a while. Another new single is Drink Up. I love all these titles. Play That Song, Drink Up, Girl, a Bottle of Boat. could this be this year's big party anthem? Is that what you were trying to accomplish with this song?
I don't know, man. You know, for some reason, I thought of it in two ways. You know, I thought of it like a big frat party, but then I also thought of it as like a 10-year-old's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. You know, like everybody puts their name on a paper cup and has pizza. It doesn't have to be booze, but I just think it's about fun and making memories with each other.
Yeah, it can apply to many circumstances. And you're going to be hitting the road this spring with OAR, Natasha Bedingfield. And
yeah.
I mean, you guys have been on the road for a while now. What's your favorite part about it at this point?
Well, there are things that I look forward to a lot, like the camaraderie. Like we choose people that we love and we can get along with, but also like we feel like our fans could love it too. And Natasha's a sweetheart, and the OAR guys are great, and they're a great band. And then I think about coming in to play like the Hollywood Bowl, and like, man, it's just legendary. It makes me feel like, what a great life, you know?
Yeah, no, that's cool that you recognize that. That's an amazing venue. Great place to see a show right there.
You guys are all welcome.
Thank you. That sounds good.
We'll be there with bottles of your wine.
Yes, hey, that's right.
Let's do it.
That sounds like a good time with a girl. Who knows, later on may end up in a boat.
Yeah, who knows where the night will go.
We'll get on a boat right after the show.
What song of yours do fans come up to you and mention the most?
Well, you know, I think one of the best things about, there's two great things that I honor the most about the career that we've created. One is that families can see us, so grandparents and little kids and everyone in between. And, my whole vibe isn't about cursing and being cool. It's about bringing people together. So I love that. And the other thing that I love is that there are stories that, like, they don't need my story, but they make their own to these songs. And like Drops of Jupiter has made a big impact on people, and Calling All Angels, you know, when their parents were sick. And those things are very important to me. So I honor that a lot.
Yeah. And I remember my niece was, about 6, 7 years old, and she was singing one of your songs. And then like my aunt was humming it at the same time at another point. So it's very cool when you can hit so many different demos like that. Is there any Led Zeppelin cover songs that you might be performing in the set list?
Well, you know, we made Led Zeppelin 2 in its entirety, and, you know, it comes with some heat. You know, they're kind of an idol group to many people, that they are untouchable. But
right.
I think we did a really nice job, and we love playing Led Zeppelin live. But lately on tour, we try to pay tribute to those we lost. So, like, last summer we played Hotel California because, we lost a member of the Eagles with Glenn Frey. And we played some Prince, and then we also played some David Bowie. So I think George Michael has to be played this time around, and maybe some others.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, at the Hollywood Bowl show, please do that. Play all those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I love when bands do that, just in general. Sometimes they even give a cooler rendition than the original. But yeah, no, that's awesome, man, that you guys
that Zeppelin album was really good, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
yeah, my whole thing is when me and these guys, we learned music, we learned what we loved, and so we wanted to do it like they did it, not like our reggae version of Led Zeppelin 2, you know?
Right, right. And the band is also part of next month's Sail Across the Sun cruise. Did you bring the whole family along, or?
Yeah, you know, the first year they didn't come, and the second year they did, and they were like, we're never not going on that again. And this year, and it sells out pretty quickly every year, but this year we're introducing wine slushies. I don't know if you've ever had one.
They're
incredibly delicious and very dangerous. So you have to be on a boat to drink these because you need a cabin close by.
Yeah, that sounds like it'll creep up on you in a hurry. Nice.
Yeah.
Pat, when you do, that doesn't sound good. Let me try that again. Pat,
when you do,
I didn't mean to get that personal. When you do cover songs, who do you like to cover? Who's your favorite?
I like to sing songs from idols, you know, so doing Dream On, you know, that's a challenging thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, doing anything from Queen, that's very challenging. So things that are not easy.
Yeah, those are lyrical challenges right there.
Well, I think, hitting those notes.
Vocal,
like,
I should say, yes.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to do sometimes. But it also shows, I think, you know, my band has evolved so much. You know, the people I share the stage with are different than the people I share the stage with when I started. And so I like to show that I have a really serious group of people behind me that are great at what they do.
Yeah, that are legit. Well, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Yep.
One song you wish you had written.
Bittersweet Symphony.
Oh.
Ooh, right off the bat. Didn't even have to think about that one. First show.
I think actually that band, The Verve, would say the same thing.
very good.
I'm so sorry to laugh at the sadness that I know is underlying.
First show on your DVR.
On my DVR?
Yes.
Man, have you seen Divorce?
I haven't, with Sarah Jessica
HBO
Parker.
Show?
I have it on my DVR, but I haven't seen it yet. How is it?
It's amazing. I mean, it's so good. And then Nick Swartzen is a friend of mine, so Typical Rick is a great show to watch, too.
Okay. Typical Rick. What's that on?
It's just like 7-minute shows that are hysterical about... you got to just check it out. Nick Swartzen is one of the greats.
Right on.
And you know, the George Lopez show, his new show on TV Land is incredible.
Really?
Oh, I mean, it's like really, really solid writing.
Oh, right on. You've got a diverse taste there. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Man, Farrah Fawcett, man. I mean, I'm old enough that she was the business. And, you know, Cheryl Teagues. I think all of the original Charlie's Angels were solid.
That's a solid lineup right there. What was your first car?
It was called a Chevette. It was beige. And it was in Pennsylvania, so the floorboard was rusted out, so you had to be careful where you put your feet.
What part of Pennsylvania are you from?
Western Pennsylvania. It's called Erie, close to Pittsburgh, and then I moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, I know. My wife's from Pittsburgh. Okay.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So is Howard Stern's wife.
That's right. That's right. We've had the conversation.
So all Pittsburgh Steelers fans then?
Oh, God, huge. What a game or disappointment this last weekend. Oh.
So a terrible weekend coming up next?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Last one, time travel destination.
Oh, man, that's an amazing question. You know, actually, it would be, I'd like to go back to when my mother was alive so she could meet my wife, so she could see how great my life is.
That's one of the best answers we've ever gotten.
Most poignant.
Yeah.
For sure. That's a little Back to the Future deal right there.
Well, because I mean, all the people that you could maybe meet, but I don't know what it would do for you other than like, okay, now I met that guy, but what a cool reunion or like thing that never happened for me. It would be really great for me.
And you could probably catch Zeppelin in its prime, right? Would that be around the time?
You know, I didn't even think about that.
You could at least catch some shows.
Yeah, he's had some good shows.
Whoever's around, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, or like Beck on the first run. Something.
Well, Pat, always nice talking to you, man. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks.
And A Girl, A Bottle, and A Boat is available everywhere. Music is sold. You can follow them on Twitter, @Train. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
On with Mario Lopez.